One evening for pleasure I rambled by the banks of some cold purling stream. Sat down on a bed of primroses and I gently fell into a dream. I dreamed that I saw a fair female, a wrinkle I never saw before. And I sighed for the laws of this country as we strayed there on Ireland's green shore. Cheeks were like two blooming roses, her eyes were like tyree so white, teeth like two sparkling diamonds, or the stars on some cold frosty night. She was dressed in the richest attire, and green was the mantle that she wore. All bowed down with the hemlocks and the roses, we stray there on Ireland's green shore. Transmission of joy, I awoke, and I found this was only a dream. That pretty fair female had fled me, and I longed to be slumbering again. Let the heavens above be a guardian, though I may never see her anymore. Let the goldiest sunbeam shine upon her, she lies sleeping on Ireland's green shore. Pleasure rambled by the banks of a cold purling stream. I sat down on a bed of primroses and I gently fell into a dream. Folks, I'm Tim, and that's Daryl. We're the Hawaiian Brothers today, the Celtic Hawaiian Brothers. And we are so glad to be here. Such a nice day for the thing, and nice to have the suns out of our eyes for a little bit. Anyway, we're just happy to be here, and we hope you are too. We're going to play some music for you, which is why we came. I have a new record called The Crossing that came out a little while ago on Alula Records, and it's mostly a world music label, and I'm a bluegrass player, but I thought I would try to tie up some loose ends, bring the sort of Celtic side of things back to bluegrass, or sort of get a little closer anyway. And this is a song I wrote with Pierce Pettis from down in Alabama. This is about 3.5 minutes long. Anyway, I think the problem is I'm in a different time zone, ladies and gentlemen. We're from Nashville, Tennessee, and just trying to figure out what time it is. And anyway, this is a song about some of the Scots-Irish people that came in the late 1700s and kind of ended up in the Appalachians. And a lot of what you hear as bluegrass today comes from their influence. Oh, yeah. I probably need to take a little low end out of there somewhere in the monitor, but this is called A Mountaineer Is Always Free.